like a wheel within a wheel, never ending or beginning on an ever spinning reel.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
I'm still alive. Darn it. Some of you will say that. No. Many others who have listened to my program for the last 55 years and still going. Sort of. But I think I am a little bit hard on you these days because, you know, you're not the same Americans that I experience. You see, because I've been here longer than 55 years, that's just on the radio. Seven years, maybe 6.5 years. Before that, I was the proprietor of the Institute of Hypnosis. And that's where I discovered what was wrong with all humanity, how sicknesses can be cured, all of them, just like Jesus style. Nothing special, just something magical, metaphysical. You know, the kind of thing that you think of as, you know, well, whatever you think of it. There's something beyond the mind, your intellectual mind. And that's a spirit, a consciousness, if you like. Your dog isn't conscious. It has a kind of doggy conscious, and it looks at you as if it was had a spirit like you did. It has a dog spirit, but yes. But it is not connected in a way that we ought to be. And so what my program is aiming to do, for those of you who are just beginning to log on to my harsh rhetoric, it isn't harsh. It's strong. And it's coming from a different place other than the pure intellect. The knowledge of good is just as dangerous if you overdo it. It drives out common sense. Literally, the knowledge of good is as bad. Puffing up with the knowledge of good is pride. And the same thing with, you know, the knowledge of bad, evil. There is evil and there is good. Can't you see it? But can you see it in yourself? That's the question. And I don't think you can. But you made sense that what I'm saying is true and that what I'm trying to do for you or with you is to get you to see that you're not yourself lately. Actually, you haven't been yourself almost since the day you were born. Just for a little while, you could see your parents doing stupid things and being cruel and not seeing it themselves and making you look like you're the problem and take you to the psychiatrist or whatever and give you pills when they did it. But the truth of this, they've been done in too. So if they're passing something on, as one man's sin, death through sin, spreads to the human race like a virus. And so you may be a very religious person, go to church, but still not. You just study the knowledge of good. But study won't cure it. Your preacher can't give it to you. It's not a knowledge thing. It's intuition. What you need is intuition, not out-tuition. See the difference, maybe. Intuition is what you have at birth, but culture overcomes it, and so that you adapt, unconsciously adapt to your parents and or try to even rebel when you see that something's really wrong with everybody. You start to resent them. But little do you realize that's part of controlling you and demoralizing you so that you become one of them whether you like it or not. And you go through the same rigmaroles of suffering and bad behavior and fake behavior, looking for love in all the wrong places, etc., etc. So what I'm going to do this evening, as I've done for 55 years on the radio, is to be strong with some of the things I say. And so when you see me being strong and difficult and apparently angry, I'm not. I'm talking to the dark side of you. And you'll understand that. Talking to the dark side of you. Talking out of you if I can.
Live with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, hello, my friends. I am going to start the call at my program with a caller, Stanley. And because I have a long show ahead of time and my voice is not as clear as it should be, so a little bit of a cold. So I'll take my first call. If you'd like to call in, and let me help you with a problem very quickly. In other words, you may not want to believe this if you're a first-time listener. If you've been listening to me 50 years, you've seen a lot of magic. And you'll see what I mean by magic. It's metaphysical. There's physical, your brain is physical, but then there's a metaphysical aspect to your brain equivalent, but much on a higher level. So the other self, the metaphysical self, the spiritual self, should live through the physical self. So the physical self will obey the promptings from within and the ability to perceive beyond seeing with your eyes. You see that? And what you've lost by overreacting since you were a little kid to your overreacting parents who overreacted to their parents all the way back to Paradise Lost. So a whole country is lost. And what I'm about to tell you applies to everybody listening with very little exception except those who have found the truth that makes them free. You're losing your country because you've strayed. You've been caught up with stuff and basically not just stuff, but stuff to make you fulfill drinking, smoking, overeating, that kind of thing, and looking for love in all the places, because what happened to you when you came into the world, you got screwed in your head. I didn't mean to be rude, but that's the point. That's how to make a point. It makes you sit up and take notice a little bit. But when you come into this world and your consciousness, a special part of you that's inside, that's meant to be a guide through your life. So you become a God-loving person. See, a bright light. That is disconnected from that, but it's still there. It's still there because you hear where I'm coming from, but if you are not inclined and you have a bad attitude and you seem to enjoy the power you have or the fake love, yes, fake love, that you're thriving on and becoming a slave to the thriving. See, the obligations that go with it. So if you can understand that what I want to do is wake you up. Now you may say, but I'm not asleep. Oh, yes, you are. Oh, yes, you are. You just don't know you're asleep. You just don't know that you are acting out a behavior that was... There's only two behaviors, and then variations of the behaviors, depending upon the programming, the shock or experience you had when you were a kid. But most of it, you just lose your confidence, you feel unworthy, blah, blah, blah. And then you try to fix it, you look for approval, and the more you look for approval, you up comes the devil from all the wrong places and gives you the wrong kind of love, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not going to go along with this, because I'm going to keep Stanley waiting. And if you would like, if you just hold your ground and listen to what I have to say, I will pick up the subject of Armageddon today. If I get a lot of callers, that's more important than what I wrote in 1968, May the 28th, the 29th, the knowledge of the last war to be fought. That's what I want to read a little bit of, an article I wrote, and make it pure, and with a little extra, you know, ad-libbing to make it not so sort of plastic when you read. So let me give you the phone number, 800-866-8883. The lines are open, 800-866-8883. And we'll take our first call. What I can show you, what's wrong, but you understand if I show you what's wrong, you tend to cringe. And I say, when I talk about what's wrong, I'm very, if I may say so, I sound a lot louder than I am speaking now. And you must not take umbrage to that, because I am not speaking to you. I'm speaking to the thing that made a home in you. Now, you may not understand that, maybe you will, but you'll feel the consequence of it by being angry with what you think I'm being angry when I'm warning you ahead of time. I'm not going to be angry. I'm just going to be strong. See, like that. I just amplified it. I'm not angry. I could fight somebody and not be angry and pick them up and give them a cup of coffee. No harm done. I know just enough to fight when I was a young fella, anyway. Too, not to push it too hard. Anger makes you push things too hard or too little. Afraid that you might, you know, well, for obvious reasons. But I don't want to continue with this. I'm going to take my call now. Because I can't help myself, you see. I just can't help myself because I'm not myself, really. As you are not yourself, but differently. You're not yourself from the dark side. I'm myself from the bright side. And we may clash. And you may not like what I'm saying, but you better not hate what I'm saying, because there'll be consequences to you and none to me. I just get better for being bold enough to say it, because I care. I don't care whether you like me or not. See, I don't care about the outcome in our relationships. I do hope it's good. So with that beginning of the program, I'll take Stanley in California. I'm looking really for really illnesses. Everybody wants to understand meditation, but I'd be happy to talk to you about that too, because it is a very important subject. And to new listeners, it may be a very bright spark, sparkle. All right, Stanley, go ahead. Is Stanley there?
Hello, Roy. Hello, Stanley.
What can I do for?
Yes, I talked to Wendy last night, and she said to call at 6 o'clock, and I could receive a message from you.
Yes,
and I have the CD, the big CD, the one that's got the most stuff on it. I have the credit card, and I gave two to two different other people, and then I have the 7-minute one.
Yeah, try that first.
Grove, and I can't seem to get my fingers. I know I'm not the power. The Heavenly Father's the power through Roy.
But let me take over just a little bit, because we're going nowhere here. I know we're not going anywhere right now, because this is radio and we need to use the time up as best way we can. So
yes.
What is the problem with the meditation?
I don't
know. What is the problem, period? For which reason you're meditating? Why are you meditating?
I don't get tingle in my fingers.
No, no, no. Let me ask you questions. Yes. We'll get to that. Why are you meditating? For what reason?
Be a better person.
Could you make that a little bit more distinct, please?
Well, I listen to you diligently, and it makes perfect sense. You don't make me angry. You make me want to learn.
Okay, now here, I'm hearing an interesting answer, so let me share it. I don't want you to learn anything. Now, that sounds crazy, doesn't it? I want you to unlearn.
Unlearn.
That's the whole. Unlearn all your thoughts. Unlearn all your behavior. As Paul says, I die daily. When he woke up and he had Jesus, Jesus was there. And the process is, every day you see another fault that you never saw before. Wow. Attitude is, you see it, you greet it with delight. Oh, I see that. I never saw it. It's a little painful. A little guilt comes with it that you try to get rid of by making excuses or struggling with it. But this time, I want you to get your hell out of the way. Just get out of the way and let the light show you. Just like a light, a beam of light. That's why I get you to look at your eyelids. See, what happens when you're meditating, in that 7-minute meditation, I say, close your eyes and look at your eyelids. And you say, what do you mean, look at my eyelids? I can understand it. But if you had no conscience, you wouldn't understand what I'm saying. You'd just be a dog or a rat or a tiger or any creature, because it doesn't have a consciousness of its own existence. But you do. And something gives you the consciousness that is existence, but you think of it as, because it makes you uncomfortable and shows you your guilt, there's a part of you that wants to push that aside and go fix it yourself, or go fix somebody else and make them worse than you are. You see? So what I'm trying to do with you is get you, without telling you what I'm up to, is to get you to look at your eyelids from within, and you'll find that you can. If you close your eyes right now, just look at your eyelids. You can see your eyelids.
I'm looking.
Okay, now. But if you dream, you can also see a picture. You can see in your dream there's a form, a demon, a girlfriend, you know, anybody, your mom, dad, that's dead. See, but they're there in three dimensions. So a light is shining out there, but there's no light coming from the outside. The light is coming from the inside. That's a dream. It looks real. It's not real, but it's phantom. And when you wake up, if it's a bad dream, you say, oh, my God, thank goodness. I thought, you know, you think you're actually going through it. So what I'm trying to do is to get you to look at your eyelids. And when you do that, you will find yourself... It's the beginning of where you want to go with your hands. The tingling of your fingers. We'll take care of that in just a minute. But that simple exercise of looking at your eyelids, it separates you from your monkey brain. I use the monkey brain, the brain that a monkey has, except it's a little bit bigger. And so it separates the real you from being lost in the flesh of that intellect. That's why I say I don't want you to study. I don't want you to remember anything I say. I want you to recognize, do the meditation, and all of a sudden, if you follow the rest of it, which I shall discuss in just a minute, you will find that you're really listening, following the light you had when you were a little kid, when you could see all the crazy people, and including your parents, who couldn't see it for themselves and thought there's something wrong with you. For you seeing something wrong with them. And they're offended and they punish you for that. See, they don't like even the way you look at them. But when you're a little boy, you are smarter than you are today. Because knowledge doesn't do it. All knowledge is no common sense. And when you have that knowledge, the knowledge of good in order to act out good, you're just an actor on the stage. So therefore, I don't want you, I don't care if you don't study the scriptures. Don't bother them. Don't bother me with that for the time being. Because what I'm guiding you to is to be still and know.
I won't study nothing.
That's good. No, I don't want you to study me either.
I'm not that brilliant.
No, I don't want you to study me because you use the word learn. And that I don't want you to learn. I don't want you to learn. I want you to listen. I want you to be still. And all of a sudden, you'll see things you've never seen before about yourself. That's important. Oh, I see I made a mistake. I know my kids are in prison. You see, I didn't know I was doing that. Then you can go to the prison and admit to your kids, I'm just made up something. Say, look, I didn't know what I was doing. And if the heart is good, your son will listen, whoever.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. You can reach Roy at 1-800-866-8883. That's 1-800-866-8883.
Well, may I suggest, my dear friends, that you need to support my program, because if you don't, if you get better from a problem, from my work, by listening to it day after day, or just maybe one day, and you can actually get better in one day. It may take a little longer, whatever it is. If you are benefiting it, really, and you're really getting better, really, 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 and you don't support my work, you're robbing a person coming up behind you. See what I mean? So if you don't get any result from this and it doesn't work for you, why should you? I get that. And maybe you'll come back another day. And I'll be, pushing up the daisies, but you'll still hear me. Because I've got 55 years of CDs or recordings and lots of material, which I was going to talk about tonight. Now, Stanley, go ahead. How big about
it? I have my feet planted on the floor, and I'm sitting in a straight back chair.
All right. So you are prompting me to help you to do that meditation, okay. Are you?
Yes.
Okay, fair enough. All right, well, sit in the straight back chair as you are, and just close your eyes. That's all I want you to do. Now, all I want you to do is look at your eyelids. Can you do that?
Yes, I'm doing that.
What do you see? You got to see something. Well, you could see black. You could see black.
When I spoke to Wendy, she says,
never mind. No. You're talking to me, not Wendy.
Okay.
I'm me. I'm not she. She's a nice lady.
And
I'm a nice man, too.
Kind of gray.
Well, now you only see gray?
Yeah.
You don't see little movements in you don't see little movements like the pixels and forms, little colors, same strange shapes, twinkling past your mind, going past your mind from right to left. See it?
I'm not seeing it yet.
When you close your eyes,
yes,
you don't see anything. You actually see your eyelids. Or it appears to be your eyelids. It's not. But let's call it your eyelids. There's a light within you, and if you don't have that light, your goose is cooked.
I'm a what?
But your goose is cooked means that's not good. An average person can close their eyes and see those pixels. I call them pixels.
I don't want to have my goose cooked.
I know. I'm just joking with you.
No, but I know. I don't want my goose cooked.
I know that. But you can't will it. You can't will anything.
I don't even like goose.
But listen. Listen. Call me back tomorrow.
Pardon me?
Yes. Call me back tomorrow. and practice looking at your eyelids. Just every now and then, don't sweat it. Every now and then, sit down for a second and close your eyes. I don't want you to fall over something. And see what I'm talking to you right now. I got all those pixels in front of my eyes. I can see them. And the average person can, but some people cannot. And if I were you, I'd pray for that, because that's the light that you need to save you. That's all I'm going to say for today. Look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Okay. All right. We're going to go to Matt in Oregon. Hello, Matt.
Hi, Roy. Thank you for taking my call, of course.
My pleasure, always.
All right. Roy, my a couple of days ago, my wife fainted at work. And
okay.
Out of the blue, Roy, she has been diagnosed. We took her to the emergency room, all that kind of stuff. But she's been diagnosed with an autoimmune disorder.
That's cancer.
It is called, I'll explain it to you. It's called ITP. And what's happening in her body, Roy, is the platelets that clot the blood that are...
I know what you're talking about.
They're being destroyed as they go through the spleen. The good ones are being destroyed with the bad ones.
Yes.
So her blood is not clotting properly.
And she has a very deep emotional problem. Very deep.
Well.
And probably hating.
You're absolutely right.
And probably hating your guts.
It is. It totally is. And we've.
Am I correct?
I've been married to her. Oh, absolutely correct. And I've been married to her for 37 years.
My wife is just coming around after 63 years.
Yes.
She had a secret love-hate thing with me. And
yes,
never fess up that she's angry with me and just tries to cover it over with sweetness and light.
Well, mine's much the same, except she wouldn't always cover it over with sweet and light.
And she got angry.
You got it.
And you don't have to do a lot to get up at that mad. She's addicted to getting angry.
I know.
So in order to make you look worse than she is.
I'm going to tell you, Roy, you're hitting it right on the head. I met her when we were in high school, and she was voted, I remember, my senior year, Roy, she was voted most argumentative, and I did not see it. I could not see it then, I swear to God. But she's, I love...
My wife was very docile, and... Now she became, as soon as I got married, she's very argumentative.
Yeah, okay. Well, I didn't really get the argumentative part until
We're both in the same boat.
Yeah. You know, Roy, I still love my wife. I love her.
I know you do.
Four great children.
You love, don't hate her. Let me just explain what love is.
Please, yes.
Love, don't hate your wife.
That's the magic key.
It's much easier when you say, love, don't hate your kids. When they're naughty.
Perfect.
Got it?
And you know,
that makes it perfect. See, yeah. So love is a don't hate thing. See, love is a don't... So she needs to give up her hate, but she's addicted to hate, don't you see?
I know, Roy. She lives on it, Roy.
No, she hates men.
Yes, I told her that so many times, and she said...
But that's not her.
She loses me all the time.
That's not her. That is...
I told her...
That's her mother.
I got to tell you something.
That's her mother's sentiment living through her.
Yeah.
The hatred of men, because men fail them.
Absolutely.
And you did,
Roy, I told her the other day that I said, Don, I don't know if you know this, but you are changing into someone you are not, and something is channeling through you.
I know.
And this was before. In fact, it was the day before this all broke out.
Do you have the 7-minute meditation?
Yeah, in fact, Roy, I asked her to do it this morning, and she did.
And she did?
In the hospital. She said she really liked it. Go ahead.
Encourage her to do that. Do you have the rest? Do you have the meditation? Be still and know. Do you have that too?
Yes, I do. I have.
Do that first. Let her play with that first, and let her play with it several times a day. She's got nothing else to do. If she likes it, she'll get better. I guarantee you. Rush away, then. Make sure she does it. I have a caller on the line. And let me explain. Oh, he did. Okay. So, well, he was on the line anyway. So that means lines open. We got five lines if you want to get involved with a nice experience of pleasant fisticuffs, spiritual fisticuffs. I don't really have that as a rule. I am only interested in one thing, is to show you how simple it is to overcome almost anything. 95% of all the diseases on earth, all the suffering on earth. Otherwise you wouldn't need Jesus, because he didn't tackle all the diseases on earth in those days. There wasn't so many diseases. We got 70,000 different diseases when we had maybe, in those days, maybe 1,000 or a couple of hundred. There's 70,000 ways to die. They'd live longer, longer. And then you get, some clever guy removing the symptom. So you live longer, longer. And you die having never lived. But you didn't know you hadn't lived. Because you're not yourself lately anymore. Haven't you ever heard yourself, you're not yourself anymore? That's not just a trick of words, it's just talking to you. You're not yourself at all. When you're angry, you're not yourself. When somebody's angry, they're not themselves. See, so it passes on to the generations. The one man's sin and death through sin spreads through the human race. Here it is, right there. So the question is, what is it? And what can you do about it? And I found the solution to it. And it's the Jesus solution. And Jesus never, he says, why call me good? There's none good but God. You see. He says, he doesn't do anything. It's God that acts through him. I can't remember exact words. Of myself, I can do nothing. There it is. You see, it's for the Father within me, he does it. There it is in two places. So he is just a channel. Well, a channel for what? For 1,000 different diseases? No, to only just one. One disease, conflict with your higher self. Due to the fact that you're born into a world, a culture that's overcome you practically from the day you're born, and salvation is not very far away. I'm helping my grandchildren so that they don't have to suffer at all. If I can grasp them and catch them when they're early, they'll make a few mistakes, of course, because they're still open and not conditioned yet from the will, strong enough from within to overcome what's overcoming them. See? So I suggest you go to my website and get the 7-minute meditation. It's no cost. FHU.com/donate. That's how you donate. Thank you.
Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Oh, good evening again. The number is 800-866-8883. And if you'd like to call me with a problem, just give me the name of the problem. Now, the last gentleman that called, he didn't give me the name of the illness, but something happens to the good cells and not the bad ones. See, and the good cells are being destroyed somehow, and they don't. Well, how can you understand this? How can anyone understand? You can understand it by the fact that mind is over matter. And if you haven't got a mind, then it doesn't matter, you're going to die. See, So what is needed in all of us, and it is in us to recognize it when we're ready, but we tend to defend our faults rather than look at them. And that's a great gift, if you could look at your faults and not struggle, but to see how, oh, I see that, that's not right, I must apologize for that, thank you. And see it, but don't suppress it, or don't take it out on somebody. Because that's the only alternatives you have when you are upset, see. The upset is no good. It means to turn upside down, not the right way up. And that's the truth, that you have an intuitive self. And you've lost control. You've not control. Yes, it's true. That's a good word. But on top of that, you got disconnected. That's a very important word, because you haven't sinned. Because you come into the world innocent. And so that culture starts to, the words, see, words, the knowledge of good is knowledge, and you can learn, you can study, but the word is all powerful because you have hearkened unto the words of your wife, dust thou art, right? So you see there's power in the spoken word, and that is a continuum of paradise lost through all the generations back, that had the same problem as you are having. Exactly. There's nothing new. You just think you're just different. That says this lady is dying with the good cells dying and the bad cells taking over. That's a metaphysical thing. That she likes the meditation will cure her. The meditation doesn't cure. It introduces you to him who cures. Within you. It's important. Subject. Very important subject. I dare not boast. So please be careful not to assume that it's me that speaks. But it's the good within me that resonates with a frequency that you recognize. If it wasn't so, you could be deceived by a person saying the same thing, but the words would just be memorized, and you would be acting it out by virtue of the speaker or teacher. And that's not the same. It's 100% different. 99%. Well, I guess it's, if you did it in 180 degrees from where it should be, where you should be sitting quietly watching, with the light shining through you, and you being separate from your thought self, your thinking self, is what is where the spirit of evil lives. There's the word, and it grows. You don't notice it so much in the beginning, but as you grow older, you get worse and worse, angrier and angrier, sicker and sicker. Fatter and fatter, you know, drugged, alcohol, just you name the craziness, especially sex, which will drive you crazy. And in the end will kill you. On top of that, they give you medicine so you can go at it all you want, which is totally crazy. Less is more, as far as sex is concerned. Are we going to take our call? John is on the line next, so we'll take him. I'll reserve my Armageddon and my subject. But on May the 29th, 1968, I was going to read it to you, maybe in the next hour.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Well, we're going to go to John, and, you know, we do need your support. And no support, no washy or something like that. What is it? How does that go? No tiki, no washy. That's it. FHU.com/donate. Would you go there, please? And don't just donate something one time, or maybe you just want to, you know, do it so it repeats itself and you can forget that you send $10, $20 a month, or something like that. That would be nice. That would give me enough money so I know how to spend it. Thank you. John, go ahead, John.
Hi, Roy. How are you doing?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Okay, I have a problem with addiction to drugs, really meth, opiates, really anything. Oh. And I've been through rehab once. I've been to prison. And my dad, you know, he listens to your program every night, Marty Stevens. And I've used your device and your tool, and then I just quit using it. And right now I've kind of hit rock bottom. I lost my son and my fiance, and I'm trying to get back into treatment, but it's the same rehab I went to.
No, there's no such thing as it's the same thing. It doesn't make any difference. It's just drugs. You can't live your life on drugs. You'll have a life. As you can see, you are being driven by forces you can't see. And if you don't want to see them, you won't. But if you do, if you don't mind, if you will welcome the foolishness, and I'll just tell you what the foolishness is, so it's not vague. It's your resentments towards your parents. Honor your father and mother. That the days may be long, you know that. But the point is that you don't have to like your mother and father. And maybe the word honor is not very clear, but you're standing in the shoes of your parents. And they're standing, your parents, when they're born, they also stand in the shoes of their parents, and it goes all the way back to Paradise Lost. I know that nobody escapes what you got. Nobody. It just comes out in different behaviors. All compulsive. All crazy. So there's so much craziness that it looks like craziness could be anything, but it only has one root. And that's the disconnect from common sense. Disconnect from your innocence that you brought with you into this world when you were born. And soon after you were born, when you got old enough to see the world, that inner light, it got put out because you're too small to handle such a big, these awful things you see, especially in your parents. Am I correct?
Yeah, I definitely see where you're coming from, yeah.
So what you got to do is start looking at, you know, you said you were married, is that correct?
Well, we were kind of engaged. I mean, we were planning on getting married. We lived together for 3 years, so.
So how old are you?
I'm 24.
So did you say you lost a son or something?
We moved out together and lost our apartment. She took my son with them, and I'm lucky if I get to see him once a week. And that's not even through.
Well, the thing is, it's best that you don't in your condition.
Yeah.
See? So you just stop hungering for that and being angry about that. You really need to be by yourself a little bit. And stop looking for love in all the wrong places. Mm-hmm. And I do suggest, close your eyes for a minute.
Okay.
And how many minutes? Let me talk to my producer. How many minutes do we have before the break? Oh, dear, 2.5. Well, let's try it. 2.5 minutes. Close your eyes. Now, did you hear me talk to the other gentleman about the little pixels moving across the screen of the mind?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see that?
Barely, yeah.
Put your hand over your eyes so that the light doesn't, just for the hell of it, or heaven of it.
Oh.
And now, when you put over your hand where there's no light coming in, you still see it.
Oh, yeah. I see
that?
Even better.
That's even better, right. That's very important. That is just where otherwise you'd fall asleep. You go to the left. I call it to the left, and you go to sleep. But if you go If you go to the right, which is where you are, that's the way you are, and look at the eyelids, a very interesting thing happens which you don't notice. It's happening, but you're not noticing it. But the only way you notice it is that you can't see your thoughts. You can only see the pixels. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct.
Yeah, you can hear my voice, but you can't conjure up a thought.
Yeah.
That means you're disconnected from your thoughts. That's what we need right away.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need right away. Disconnect from your monkey brain, I call it.
Yeah.
You'll forgive me for that, won't you? See, now, I want you to be able to do this. While you're looking at the pixels, I want you to be notice, but don't look with your eyelids, your fingers of your right hand. And the first finger of your right hand begins to tingle just because you give attention to it. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Now, there it is. That's the energy that you're looking at beginning to flush through your first finger. Then now the second finger.
Mm.
Now, it does a little tingle, right? It's letting you know, oh, you're watching me.
Right.
Okay, now the third finger.
Okay.
Okay, and the little finger, right?
Mm-hmm.
Keep doing that. Light comes through. Now, in a minute, when you open your eyes, okay, everything will look brighter. I'm going to give you just, this is maybe another half a minute left, but I'm going to say something in that half a minute. Light is coming. The reason why you can see all that and feel all that is a new feeling. Energy is coming in from within and is overcoming the energy of all the thoughts that are kept in place by anger and frustration and stress.
Mm.
Okay, open your eyes. Look around. Does everything look a little brighter?
It does.
It does, doesn't it? Huh? And the anxiety disappeared. The anxiety disappeared, didn't it?
Yeah, I feel like more clear-headed. Just
now, you have any drugs there? And put it in your mouth, you wouldn't be able to, because your conscience would forbid it. That's where we begin. Don't go away.
What's on your mind? Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
Okay, now, John,
yes,
are you still there, old boy?
Yes.
Okay. Do you know that you're already a lot better?
That's hard to believe, but, you know, I definitely feel a difference.
What kind of difference do you feel?
Like a more clear-headed, you know.
Lighthearted?
Yeah, that's perfect way to put it, yeah.
Yeah, see? So this is the beginning of something. Now, will you now do the meditation with the 7-minute meditation? You have that, don't you?
Yes, I have.
Okay, you use it and call me tomorrow.
Okay.
And then we'll have a little chat. And you'll see tomorrow you will need less or no drugs at all.
All right.
Have a good night's sleep.
Thank you so much.
I know. We see how wonderful this simple thing is. It's beautiful. You are being saved. You are in the process, a road of salvation. You're being redeemed as I'm speaking to you now. It's all going to happen. All right. And everybody who loved what I just said will be so. All right. So where were we now? I'm sitting in a room here. It's so warm. Imagine me in my white dressing gown. Sitting. looking to run to one of the windows to open it, but I have to do my show. And then I have to do the next hour. I still don't get to open a window. So I have to sweat this one out. So you can just imagine where I'm sitting here, fronting, just looking at these two screens and looking for someone to talk to. I looked forward to talking with my audience, but they seem to be a little afraid of what I say. And it takes a little courage to pick up the phone or to admit that you have this problem, that problem. But I assure you that Jesus didn't take, if Jesus came today, you'd have a very difficult time because you're so stubborn. You're so encased in drugs and alcohol. Deep, deep down under all those things, and one distraction, one method of denial after another, excuses, lies, fiendships instead of friendships. See, alcohol, gambling. I mean, addiction on top of addiction. And the worst part of it is the sex part. That's where the worst comes from.
He's the jingle in your pocket, worth the jangle in your head. Why did summer go so quickly? Was it something that you said? Lovers walk along.
You're listening to Advice Line with Roy Masters. Call Roy at 1-800-866-8883.
The program number is 800. That's not it, is it? That's the program number to call me, 866-8883. That's an 800 number, 866-8883. And this number, if you want a copy of it, is 8427. 8427. Now, I haven't put my old tin can and my hat out to you this evening, not very much. But I do want you to realize that this is listener-sponsored, and this is not commercial. No sponsor would sponsor this kind of program. It's too honest. It's right to the point. You never heard a liberal person calling me and cussing me out. When I say liberals, I mean, well, liberals are nice people, but they are pieces, and therefore they unconsciously, good-naturedly cause war. Behind the liberal is the left. You have to understand, behind you nice people, see, is the driving force of all evil. And it's the same on the right. You get the Ku Klux Klan aspect. And in the left, you have socialism or communism, Marxism. That's behind you and supporting you, supporting that worst part in you that is an appeaser, to keep you appeasing and making you think that appeasing is love. It isn't. It encourages war. Who understands that? Did I wake you up, Mr. and Mrs. on the left? Did I wake you up? Or are you angry? If you're angry, just tell me so. Am I right about you, though? Have you done? Now, I'm telling you what none of your friends will tell you, because you got the friends that like you as you are. And you got a president that likes you as you are. Don't you see that? You actually drafted up the devil. This country's crumbling and you're helping. Not that the right is any better, if I may use some bad language. Basically, we're a nation, means you're not any different from each other. The Lord their own way and tear you up, tear everything up to make sure they do have their way, no matter what's the outcome. And then on the right, you've got limp-wristed men. Now, the in-between of that, there are good people out there, and you are beginning to wake up. I'm just hoping that you pass this channel and say, yes, that's right, go get them, Roy. I used to be one of them, or I used to hate them. That didn't do me any good, though. So they can't help themselves. I want you, or those of you who understand me, not to hate the hater, nor love the lover, because he loves you and puts you on a pedestal. You need to be neutral to that. You know, otherwise, you'll be caught up with, you know, both of those. What you need is the ability to, for example, just before we finish this, this time goes so quickly. To make it simple, love, don't hate your wife. To make it simple, if your kids are naughty, let me make it nice and clear and say it again. Love, don't hate your kids. Yes. See, don't lose your temper with them, because they don't mind. Let them vent. But stand there and just take it, but don't yield. Don't know any point where you would yield. No point until they wear themselves out. Say, you finished? And they walk out, leave them alone, they come back. But see, when you have that, you show that you have subject to a higher power. And in this world, you have people who want to take you away from that, seeing that you have it. But you may not realize you have it. But until you do, see, they can... You will allow yourself to be hurt by people, being angry for their rudeness and crudeness. But when you become wise and enlightened, the light won't let you go to either side. It won't make you be an appeaser, and it won't let you be a bully. So nothing touches you. So, see where I'm going? Love, don't hate your enemy. See, love, don't hate. Don't hate, simple. That's what love is, don't hate. But you don't have to love anybody, because it means love, don't hate your enemy. That's all the love you need, for the appeaser to the bully. And you have an appeaser who tries to get you and seduce you. Same thing, you see it. And then they get angry because they can't have their way with you. You stay calm. And that's the solution. Simple, calm, doesn't bother you. No matter how many times they do it, you see it, and you don't react to it. And that is because you found grace. And the way you don't know you have grace is because you do react, and therefore you're a slave of that reaction to the source of that reaction. All right, listen, ladies and gentlemen, please, my friends, this program is listener-sponsored. And if we help you, if I'm helping you, it's sweat and blood, no matter speaking, year in and year out, dedicating myself every night, every day, whenever I can, to helping America not fall through the floor. And how to deal with the bad guys here. And the bad guys who have created their own bad guys. In the suits, in the movies, in the universes, the schools, places like that. Thank you. Support the program, fhu.com/donate. fhu.com/donate. Oh, good evening again. This is the second hour. My name's Roy Masters, and I don't think we got introduced properly, but here we are. Let me tell you what I wanted. What happened?